Birds to Baluk Show is a two-hour spontaneously generated sound art program exploring media, culture and chants. Every Wednesday 2 to 4 p.m. on CKUW 959 FM.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
I wanna hurt feelings, so I don't wanna talk. I wanna kill your vibe, leave it out, line it chalk. I don't wanna know what...
It's CKW's Fun Drive, on now till February the 20th. Fun Drive is where we ask for listener donations to help keep the station on air. We know you enjoy the broad range of programming on 95.9 FM. While you might get the radio for free, getting the radio to you isn't free. The rental fee that CKW pays for its radio transmitter tower is more than $11,000 a year. With a donation of $180, you are paying for 6 days of that rental fee. For a $75 donation, you are paying for 60 hours of that tower rental. Make a pledge now by calling 204-774-6877 to make a donation or go to fundrive.ckw.ca to donate online.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Rocky Reviews. This is probably the most the intro has made sense with the actual topic, because today I'm reviewing the new A$AP Rocky album. In the middle of January, A$AP Rocky released his long-awaited fourth studio album. And when I say long-awaited, I really do mean it. His previous album, Testing, came out in 2018. Playboi Carti's fans were rioting after 4.5 years of waiting, so you can only imagine the amount of pressure Rocky was feeling after nearly 8 years of no release. It had become a huge meme. Many fans had lost hope and his momentum had officially died down. But, if you can believe it, the album actually arrived. It clocks in at 17 songs in 59 minutes, with features from the likes of Dochi, Tyler the Creator, The Gorillaz, will.i.am, and plenty more. With all that in mind, did this album manage to live up to an 8-year wait? I don't know about that, but it definitely satisfied me, and I'm here to tell you that this new A$AP Rocky project is great. Don't Be Dumb has something for everyone. It's a rap album that manages to blend genres successfully without being cringe or awkward about it, which is something that not every rapper can pull off. All Is Yellow, the Lyrical Lemonade collab album, is a perfect example of the contrary, with songs like Guitar in My Room, Fallout, and Hello There, failing to seamlessly blend hip-hop with genres like bedroom pop and pop-punk. Another example would be Lil Uzi Vert's attempt at covering System of a Down's Chop Suey.
Hello there, my reoccurring nightmare. Wake up! Grab a razor, put a little makeup.
All these tracks share a similar carelessness to them. They sound like artists trying to shove square blocks through circle holes. Now let's look at an example of Don't Be Dumb executing a similar idea. Rocky borrows the same genre as Hello There on the track Punk Rocky, being his version of a pop rock or post-punk song. This was the first single released for the album, and it perfectly set us up to have an open mind for what was to come. I really enjoy this song because it doesn't sound like Rocky is trying to make a pop rock song without thinking about what he's making. It doesn't sound like he's jumping straight into the deep end without knowing how to swim. It's well produced, it's catchy, and it doesn't feel unnatural for Rocky's style. The lyrics on the song feel like a natural bridge between his rapping and his take on pop rock. He also manages to pull off a less seamless approach to genre blending on a song like Air Force, in parentheses, Black DeMarco. Very funny title, by the way. Anyways, the song mixes hip-hop and what you might describe as indie pop or dream pop, but he doesn't fuse these sounds the same way he does in Punk Rocky. He instead just executes both musical styles in their own sections, and just sort of smashes them together into one song. And it still works. It takes a lot of confidence to put two clashing ideas into one song, and execute them so well that it still sounds good, and I really appreciate that. I guess my point is that Rocky's confidence might be his biggest superpower on this album. He takes inspiration from so many different places and tries many new things, and excels at almost all of them. There's a few moments where he stumbles, but they're very much the exception and not the rule. There's only really two songs that I don't vibe with, which I'll get into shortly. First, I want to rocket through some other aspects of this album's production and sound that I love. There's lots of beat switches on the album. As I mentioned, Air Force is sort of built around these switch-ups. Don't Be Dumb / Trip Baby goes from a chill, lush instrumental with a more melodic performance for Rocky to a more stripped-down, glitchy percussion-based beat with some melodic vocal samples in the background. Stay Here for Life has a really nice beat switch or slow down to close out the song. I really like some of the darker, almost ominous sounds, like the blaring siren on Stop Snitching or musical stings and thunder sounds on SWAT Team. Those darker sounds relate to the Memphis rap inspiration and Rocky sound. Definitely the point I'm least confident about. I'm not super informed on Memphis rap, but certain moments like the opening of Stole Ya Flow, the ending of Stay Here for Life, or the opening of SWAT Team definitely sound like that Memphis style. And I've heard other people make similar comparisons. Having specific inspiration points that you keep up with across a project can definitely make an album feel that much more unified. There's also some creative sampling on this album that I want to mention. The melodic vocals I mentioned in the background of Trip Baby actually come from a Claro sample, which is really neat. I only just found out about that while working on this review, but apparently Claro had posted it on her Instagram story thanking Rocky for sampling her, which is really sweet. He also sampled a small vocal part from an ASAP Mob track on Air Force, which is cool. Driving like you're stolen, pulling off. In the Bahamas, out of multiple mamas. I think my favorite sample on the album, though, is on the beat switch of Playa. The Come Kiss Me vocal sample from Trey Songz' Love Faces is just so angelic. Come kiss me. Don't have to pay for my attention. Come kiss me. Come kiss me. Come kiss me. Don't have to pay for my attention. Back to what I was saying, those two songs that I don't mess with. One of them is STFU, which seems to be the least liked song on the album, so it's not shocking I didn't love it. It's like a hardcore rock hip-hop song, and it pulls from genres like metal and punk. This song just sounds really awkwardly put together. I think it's the only example on the album of what I was talking about earlier, where it sounds like Rocky jumped into the deep end of a certain style without taking the care to make it sound natural. Kalo or Kilo's verse is the only part I really dig because it seems like he just committed the hardest, and his vocals felt most natural with the style. Rocky just sounded raspy and gurgly, to be honest. The other song I didn't mess with was unfortunately Whiskey. The reason I say unfortunately is because this was the track I was most excited for while skimming the track list, because it features Gorillaz and West Side Gun. Two worlds I love colliding. And guess what? They're both wasted. They both serve as glorified ad-libs for what's admittedly not a bad song to begin with, but it just feels like it was missing so much and had so much more potential. This isn't necessarily unexpected for West Side Gun, as he's been featured on multiple albums lately, where he's only had ad-libs. It's become a bit of a meme. Damon Albarn, frontman of Gorillaz and Blur, was also featured on the track with background vocals, and again, essentially ad-libs, and it's like, why even bring them on? No ice, no chasers, no fonso, just paper. That's really the only point in the album where I felt disappointed by the features. This album generally makes great use of features, even on the only other song I didn't like. and the song that directly follows Whiskey is no exception. Dochi appears on the track Robbery and completely steals the show. It's a jazz rap song featuring Rocky and Dochi using their silkiest voices possible over maybe the smoothest jazz beat I've heard in hip-hop. I saw someone online say it sounds like they're rapping over the Twin Peaks soundtrack. It's actually a Thelonious Monk sample used for the beat, which is cool. The song features two verses from each of them, two choruses, a cinematic interlude featuring the pair performing the titular Robbery, and then a verse going back and forth between the two.
My number one obstacle show.
You've been running through my mind like an obstacle course.
Got my hands on the thighs with my eyes on the door.
Cupid shot through my heart, then I dropped to the floor.
They don't spare a single second on the song, and their chemistry is almost unmatched on the album. The reason I say almost unmatched is because, that's right, Rocky reunites with Tyler the Creator on the track Fish and Steak, and it's like they never left us. This feature had been hinted at throughout the album leading up to this track, with Rocky referencing Tyler on lines like, "Word to Tyler, we see you bomb like Oppenheimer," a reference to Cherry Bomb, multiple interpolations of his own verse on Who Dat Boy, or him saying running out of time on Helicopter. The last one could be a stretch, but he was definitely dropping hints, and once the Tyler feature finally came, it didn't disappoint. The song has production credits from Hector Delgado, Beat Butcha, Swift D, and A$AP Rocky himself, but it matches Tyler's style so well I was convinced he had a hand in producing it. It sounds like something straight off of Call Me If You Get Lost. A$AP shows off incredible flow on the first verse, and Tyler brings some very Tyler-y wordplay on his verse with lines like, "Everything is sweet, think I'm Sara Lee, how that sunroof opened up like therapy." And that line is basically a repeat of a line from Tyler's verse on POV by Clips, which is funny.
I'm feeling your lid, you did. My father was whipping his wrist, you did. He probably whip up a chick, you did. Beep, beep, everything is sweet, think I'm Sara Lee, how that sunroof opened up like therapy.
In between these verses, Jazzy, who I've never heard of, gives us some smooth choruses to wrap up the song. It's funny how there's a song called Black DeMarco on the track list because the opening line sounds straight out of Rock and Roll Nightclub by Mac DeMarco.
What's going down? Yeah, I know what it is. Welcome back. You're rocking straight through midnight with me.
Anyways, yeah, it's just a banger way to close out the album. Admittedly, I'm overhyping this song a little bit. It's not the most mind-blowing track, and I probably would still say Dochi had the best feature on the album, but it's still a nice catch-up track, and that's kind of a microcosm of the album as a whole. It's like a catch-up album. It's Rocky's chance to lay down the law or settle the score after 8 years of hiatus. Speaking of hiatus, it's time to take a small break to tell you about our Lord and Savior, CKUW. There's only a few days left to get involved with CKUW's annual fund drive. Fund drive is vital to keeping shows like this one alive and well, and your donation would be much appreciated. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, call 204-774-6877 to call in to make a pledge, or visit fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate online. Back to the show. It's Rocky's chance to lay down the law or settle the score after 8 years of hiatus. This leads me to the question of, what is Rocky actually saying here? I think the 8-year wait leading up to this serves as both an advantage and a detriment to the album. Unpromptedly closing shop for 8 years leaves a lot of room for excess buildup, and I think it would be almost impossible to actually live up to that. That being said, I think Rocky actually approached this in a very smart way. His unbothered attitude is what saves the project from that problem. He doesn't care that it's been 8 years, he doesn't care about what he's missed, and he's still gonna talk about whatever he wants to in these songs. The opening lines of the album go along with those ideas perfectly. It's been a little while since I've been in the league, a couple of trials, a couple of leaks, still in the field like I'm running in cleats, last time I checked we're still in the lead. He's basically just saying despite everything, court trials, song leaks, time itself, he's unbothered. When I say Rocky is laying down the law with this album, look no further than Stole Your Flow.
First you stole my flow, so I stay a bitch. Can't trust his soul, just my pole and my kids.
On this track, Rocky takes shots at Drake, who is a known flow stealer. He rubs in his face how he's now married with kids to Rihanna, Drake's ex. He brings up Drake's bombing at Camp Flognaw, and he mentions Drake's absence in his kids' lives on the brutal line, "Spend it like the time that you ain't spending with your kids." He sneak disses Donald Trump on Stop Snitching, which is pretty incredible. He throws many jabs at former A$AP Mob collaborator A$AP Rocky, We took Rocky to court in February of last year. He just spares no expenses when taking shots on this album, and essentially with this album, he's trying to metaphorically reclaim a spot at the top. Whether he succeeds at this is up for you to decide. Continuing to dissect this album's themes, I think one of Rocky's best ideas that he explores on the album is this subversion of the rapper persona. He has plenty of braggadocious gangster bars on songs like Order of Protection or Stop Snitching, but he also makes a point to show off a softer side. He gets into this on the song Playa, where he spends much of his verses flipping the idea of a player on its head, with lines like, "Raising your kids, boy, that's player shit.
I can kill your kids, boy, that's player shit. One bitch, boy, that's player shit. No baby mama drama, no new friends, boy, that's player shit."
He also rejects the bros before hoes sentiment with a line like, "Every Barbie needs a Ken, she more realer than the men," off the title track. He also refers to himself as a pretty boy throughout the album and generally seems unconcerned and rejecting of toxic masculinity. This again plays into the unbothered attitude he shows off and gives him this persona of creating his own lane and not playing into popularity necessarily, and not stealing anyone's flows, as he calls Drake out for. On the last song of Disc 1, I don't think I mentioned this album has two discs. Disc 2 has only two songs, so it's more like one main album and then two bonus tracks. I don't know, I think the format just doesn't work well on streaming, but anyways. The last song on Disc 1, called The End, gets into Rocky's worldview in general. The song has great features from will.i.am and Jessica Pratt, but I'm focused on Rocky's verse. He makes references to global warming, wars, school shooting, and racism. It's a very pessimistic and doom-ridden song, but it also features Rocky's ideas of black empowerment, a theme prominent throughout the album. It's an ominous song themed around the end of the world, but there's still a call to action, kind of subtext, and it doesn't feel entirely hopeless.
It's hard to sing sunshine, come on in, with global warming. Newsflash, we at war, a global warning. I don't know if public schools serving real food to the students. Shit tastes like institution.
He dives more into the theme of time on Stay Here for Life.
I wish that I could stay here for life.
Ain't no bells on the clock. Got me looking down at my watch. Wish I could buy time back.
The song is mainly a love song describing the feeling of wanting to stay frozen in time in a perfect moment. Rocky's first verse has some really great wordplay, and Brent Faiyaz has a great feature for the song's pre-chorus. The song also has some interesting lines on the chorus. Ain't no dials on the clock. Got me looking down at my watch. Wish I could buy time back. Despite being a mostly nice love song, you can't help but think about these existential ideas about time, or the 8-year wait attached to the album. That's kind of what it always comes back to, isn't it? Is that impossible buildup. That buildup inevitably ends up weighing on the album, and you could feel it in the lyrics and performance all across it. At the end of the day, I don't know if this album ever could have fully lived up to its buildup, but it certainly gets close, and it's a really great album in my opinion, despite everything attached to it. One that's full of polished and creative production, great rapping performances, and an unfaltering confidence. And I'm giving Don't Be Dumb an 8 out of 10. That's pretty much it for this episode. Check out Review Ronnie on YouTube and Instagram for more info on the show. And before I let you listeners go, it's time for Ronnie's Joke of the Week. What would ASAP Rocky's newest album be called if it was written by someone opposed to sedatives? Don't Be Numb. See you next time on Ronnie's Robbery Reviews.
Hey, Ronnie.
Good reviews?
Fabulous reviews.
This is Ronnie. Make it good.
Don't you suppose Ronnie could have been a
reviewer?
It's Ronnie, all right.
Ronnie
reviews.
Fabulous reviews.
And this is the best review we got.
You got enough?
Local music, independent voices.
Politics, polka, and punk.
Hip-hop and hoot.
It's all here. CKUW 95.9 FM,
homegrown in Winnipeg.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, I'm George Samoleski, CKUW enthusiast.
I'm a Manitoban my entire life. I play with a local band called Propagandy.
Years growing up in Portage la Prairie, the only sort of non-corporate radio that we could tap into was late night CBC. And when I moved to Winnipeg, there was a lot of initiatives trying to get radio stations going at both campuses. And it just seemed like it was such a valuable initiative. So that's when I first heard about it. It was actually the old A-Zone 91 Albert days. There was a lot of people coming through with requisitions to get certain programming on the fledgling station. And as it was coming about, I remember Paul Burroughs going around with a little thing to try to get Democracy Now on the new station, and it all happened. And like from day one, we were there working at our old record label office downtown in 91. We'd have it playing all day long. We'd start our day listening to Democracy Now and open up the email and kind of start packaging some records and stuff like that in our little workshop, and we had CKUW on kind of right from the get-go. Over the years, being a student at the U of M taking criminology classes or whatever, it would point in these things where the concentration of media ownership in the corporate sphere, the bias is so heavy, like in a criminal sense. The owner of a newspaper won't report on their own crimes. It's sort of like, in a nutshell, what it comes down to. And it just seemed like over the years, that concentration becoming more and more intense. And even within the last year, what we're seeing down south with some major media news outlets coming under the control of essentially the billionaire class. I think it's crucial that we have these alternatives, these, real music made by real people and people who are passionate about creating space for alternative viewpoints to be heard. It's crucial for democracy, I think, to have these viewpoints and this programming to continue on. It's accessible, it's free for everybody to tap into, it's participatory. I think all the, if you're passionate about it, you can get involved in different capacities. It's like, this is sort of like a participatory program that is available for people to tap into, and I think the programming reflects so much of the diverse aspects of our city and province. It's just a beautiful thing. I love hearing just the range of the programming. It proves itself as an important hub for finding out about events. And many of the people doing the programming here are a part of these different art and music scenes. And it's just like this really important kind of nexus of all this activity. The other aspect is like, it has a human voice to it. The programming, everything, you go up and down the list of all the shows, and it has a real human feel to it. You tap into satellite radio or something, or playlists, and it just really doesn't feel like it's curated by anything outside of like some algorithm, which is really off-putting to me. And I just like the idea that there's a human voice and human interaction here in our city that's producing what you hear on the airwaves, and that keeps me coming back to the station. I like the human pulse of it.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
in a desert out west of the Great Divide. I want to hear those cows howling as the sun sinks in the west. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life that I love best. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. That's the life I love.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name's Paige Drowa, and I'm a musician in Winnipeg. The first people at my shows were people from CKUW, hosts. The first people to support my music right from the beginning were hosts. And, like, it was the first time that people weren't just bullying me about my weird art. So you guys' support meant the world to me. Well, I discovered it through reading Stylus, actually, because I'm from the country. Like, I grew up rurally, so I would take the magazines home with me every time I came to the city, and I could listen just until I got up to the perimeter, right? And then it's gone. But as soon as I could be in Winnipeg, I was so excited to be able to listen all the time. Okay, my favorite is always if you turn it on and Martin's on. Johnny Sizzle, any show he's doing, right? I'll listen to the Comic Book Theater, and, like, his interview style is so good. I like Night Danger Radio. I like Amateur Hour a lot. So fun. CKUW and community radio are one of the last places where you can hear a playlist by a human being, right? There's no algorithm. There's no commercial. To pitch to commercial radio as an artist costs thousands of dollars. And that's just to pitch it, right? CKUW is one of the last places where you can hear people making art for art's sake. It needs to keep going. It needs to keep going, especially now when streaming and all of those other things are getting corrupted by AI or crazy things like that, or even just the commercialness, right? Like, I fear a world where the only art you hear is commercial art, right? Commercial music. And because I find that the best stuff comes from people who aren't thinking about what people are going to think about it. And I fear a world where that's the only thing you hear. And I think a lot of people might already be in that place where that's all they hear. And I hope that they can turn on CKUW and find something new.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Myself, nobody else, stuck here, drinking myself to an early grave, getting gray. I gotta get up, gotta get out, catching the bus, leaving town, driving south. Station when your friends are gone, when they move away, just know that Dolly's here to stay. So we're getting out, we're going down to Dollywood. That's where I'll be found. Don't you know that's where I gotta go? They got the golden lights.